Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome to this special edition of Farm Chatter. We are at home, of course, because,
well, of course,
you know, coronavirus.
And we're responsible people, or we're trying to be.
We are trying our best to be responsible.
And we're trying to be happy and...
Yes. And right now it's pouring down rain.
Again.
It has several days this week,
yeah,
which severely impacts what we want to do outside.
And also it helps, I mean, I think it kind of helps us keep distracted and
right,
go about the sense of normalcy, which is important for
it
all
is
of us right now.
So we decided we would just put an extra podcast out there every once in a while through this crisis, just to keep everyone interested and engaged and probably even entertained.
Maybe encouraged a little.
Yes.
Because it's easy to get discouraged. You know, as I was doing very well until we started having so much rain.
Yes.
And then it's like, okay, what am I going to do? You know, I'm an outdoor cat here.
Right.
If you hear some strange clawing in the background, it's not us. It's Miss Honeybee.
She's trying to get into some of the product storage area.
I wonder if we have an order or something. She's going to fill it.
I bet she is.
Yeah. Now she's looking in the shopping cart. Okay.
And by the way, we have had online orders. We
thank
appreciate
you,
that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's been very, very nice. We thank you for those online orders. We are still running our free shipping over $10 special, coupon code MARCH20, and we will ship to you.
And it's so exciting that we have been mailing out orders. I mean, that seems so normal.
It does. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And it's like, oh, we have another one. And so it's fun to fill them. And I don't know. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As you know, this is tough times, especially for small businesses. And it's tough times for everyone.
It is.
But it's encouraging to us. And we appreciate, you know, whatever support that we get. We appreciate that. We're fine.
We're
doing fine here, but we do have great products, and you know, I think we're going to find some other ways to share those with folks.
We are. We bought the biggest mailbox I've ever seen in my life yesterday.
I put my head in it. No, I didn't shut it, but
good plan. I'm sorry to say I didn't witness that event.
I had to.
Of course.
It was
you
so
did.
Big.
And we're going to put that out on the garden fence as soon as it stops raining and we can get out there.
It will stop raining.
It will. And we're going to use that for pickup orders.
Yeah.
So
we're like totally uptown now.
We are.
We're
if
like,
you are in the Charleston area, or even if you're not and you just need to get out for a drive, you can order online. You can send us a text. You can send us a message through Facebook, email, whatever, and you can come out to the farm, pick it up, and be assured that it will be a touchless transaction.
Right. We might wave through the window if we see you.
Right. But we will keep a social distance.
Yes.
And you can still pick up products. I'm kind of getting anxious to do some baking.
Yeah, I know. You've been talking about
it. I have been.
And we have ingredients because
yes,
we were prepared to be baking this weekend, and, you know, we decided now we see that that was pretty wise to go ahead and not do that here at the Farm Fresh Mercantile.
Yeah.
With human contact. But, you know, things are still growing here. I keep planting vegetables. Now, we don't have enough yet to share, but it won't be long. That's one thing all this rain will be good for.
Absolutely. So keep watching all of our social
media,
email.
Yeah, we'll be posting the scone flavors and,
yeah,
or, you know, however, we're not sure. We're kind of like flying by the seat of our pants.
We're still trying to make up some rules.
Yeah, we're making it up as we go, but stay with us.
That's right.
We do have this big gigantic
box. Isn't that always what we do, is make things up as we go?
I'm sorry, I'm distracted again because there's paws coming up over the desk.
Yeah, behind the desk we have Miss Honeybee, who is reaching up. I don't know. It's kind of dark in here. Is she trying to turn the light on?
I'm not sure what she's doing, but
I'm not sure either.
It's distracting.
It is distracting. So anyway, one of the things we wanted to do on this special edition podcast is give a shout out and some cowbell to first responders.
Yeah, for all those people, the first responders, people that are going to work every day. And they're out there with people and taking risks.
Yes.
The grocery workers, the people driving trucks, the veterinarians.
Those who are still keeping restaurants open for pickup yes. and delivery. Here's a cowbell for you. For the doctors and nurses, cowbell for you. Thank you, everyone. We appreciate everything that you're doing.
Right, because things don't stop for you, and we realize that, and we're grateful that you're always available no matter what and putting yourself at risk potentially, but you keep going. So
that's
thank
right.
you.
What else has been going on when we've had this work slowdown?
You know, idle time for me is not necessarily good. I have been making shampoo bars. And
ooh, and I used the new blood orange one this morning. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love the smell of it.
I do too. I had been trying to use up some old bottles of shampoo, you know, waste not, want not. And you brought me this sample bar of your new blood orange. And so I had to try it. You know I did.
And I tried it this morning, too.
Oh, wow.
I didn't like it. Yeah.
I loved it so much better than the store-bought shampoo. I'll be glad when I've got that one all used up.
Yeah, so yeah, I did that. Well, right now, we're out of the base to make. We're out of some of the ingredients to make shampoo bars. So, you know, now I'm just waiting for a delivery. Hopefully, we'll get it. It looks like we probably will.
Somebody's been at the front door while we've been recording.
Oh, well, that's cool. So maybe we have
maybe.
It now.
Maybe. We'll find out about that shortly.
So I did have some time to, you know, the greenhouse was too cool for me to open up plants and didn't have anything else to do. I was looking for pansies.
Yes.
You know, like, because you can get pansies right now. Like
the pretty
flowering,
little flower. Yes.
Because they'll
gorgeous.
Deal with the cool weather. So I wanted some pansies, and
so I did a search of our local Rural King
because
store.
I thought Rural King had them. I thought I saw them there, but apparently I didn't. So anyway, when you typed in the search for pansies, it came up and said,
"Did you mean panties?" And it had a picture.
Yeah, of like bloomers.
Major bloomers.
It's like seriously?
Talk about your granny panties.
Yeah, so I didn't even know that Rural King sold panties.
I didn't either. And frankly, I'm not going to buy mine there.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. I mean, we do get a lot at Rural King, but not that, I don't
think. No. And then your imagination left the planet.
Yeah, it kind of did, but I ask you for a screenshot of that. And so I posted it on Facebook, and on my personal Facebook, not our business one. And the comments were just so funny. It was just so funny. And so then it got to the point where, you know, are they made out of burlaps? And so
I mean, it's a farm store.
Yeah, it's a farm
store.
Maybe it's
burlap.
So then it just got funny. So then I found a picture of these burlap underwear that were pretty hideous.
Okay, right there. Who, even for a picture, ever thought to create burlap underwear?
I know, it's genius.
I don't think it's genius. I think it's scratchy.
Scratchy? Well, maybe, but, you know, it has a lot of good qualities. It's breathable.
That's a stretch.
Resists moisture.
Stretch.
Okay. So anyway, so then that kind of got carried away. So I decided we have lots of burlap bags because of the coffee.
Yes.
So we have all these coffee bags. And, you know, I thought maybe we had to create our own burlap underwear.
You know, it makes me think about back in the Depression and difficult times when they were making clothing out of flour sacks. But those were like soft cotton.
Well, I know.
I don't know who ever resorted to burlap.
Well, we have balm. I mean, we have balm.
There isn't much balm.
I could throw a balm in with each order. So anyway, those of you who are interested in burlap underwear, let us know, because, you know, we can do that in caffeinated, half calf. Well, I don't know. I haven't quite done that for those over 50 or so. And decaf for older folks. So just let us know. And
I just can't.
You know, I can find a picture for you if you're interested in that. And
I just can't. I just can't.
I mean, we have to be creative right now, right?
That's right. This is how we get through.
Yeah. So humor is one thing.
Yes.
One of the things that we have decided is to limit news.
Yeah.
We want to know what's going on, but limit that.
Yeah, we're really watching kind of one news program a day and trying to step back and just think about what can we do? What can we do to be safe, to get by? I'm going to do some posts either on Medium, on our own blog, about how we're getting by with different things, how it's made us think a little bit differently, even though we've generally had plenty of stock and been prepared. But, you know, I'm thinking about things a little bit differently. So I'm going to write a little bit about that, which we'll share, but also take up some time.
Yeah, so that'll be a good thing.
Yes.
And as soon as it stops raining, I will be back out in the mud. I'll get my mud boots out and plant some more, because we're planning for the future and things don't stop on the farm. And thankfully, I am grateful that we have this farm that needs tending to.
That's right.
And I appreciate that. And we just hope that this finds you well and stay connected and let us know.
Yes.
Let us know what you're doing.
And if there's anything we can do for you, let us know that as well.
Right. So we're here for you. We're all in this together. So let's try to make the best of it.
Let's
And when you're ready for those underwear, just let me know.
Mercy.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.